who think with me as we study this word, Lord, this morning. You know, sometimes people feel, you know, I'm only energized when I'm in Bethany. Can I bring Bethany home? And the answer is yes. Now, because this is going to be a very, very special time, most likely this will be the very last month we're going to worship in this sanctuary. And we've been waiting this day and looking forward to this day, and it's suddenly come all too quickly. Okay, hopefully we will release this sanctuary for the contractors to look after. So they will have to remove, we have to remove our piano, our organ for the next few months. Okay, the pews we will also have to be in storage because these pews are really quite expensive. So we're going to add on and there'll be changes and the fixtures will be taken down and everything else. We have in our church a lot of chairs with all kinds of colors, yellow ones and blue ones and black ones and, you know, okay? We had to buy some new ones so that because we're going to worship, possibly we're going to worship for the first time downstairs last Sunday of this month. So the next three Sundays are going to be very, very special. We're going to be here for a little while and then after that, so take all the pictures you want and everything else because all of these things are just going to disappear. After that, it's going to be a new place after that. So now we ordered some new chairs. We got 600 new chairs. Now what we do with all the other old chairs? This is where you can bring a little bit of Bethany home. Okay? I want to specify, not these chairs, okay? These chairs, you know. Now, we have Jacob and team will be downstairs after the worship service. So if every one of us take one chair home, all the chairs will be gone. Okay? But so if you really want to have even more chairs, we're not going to buy chairs for you to bring home. That's not what it is. But if you can recognize, this is the chair I've been sitting on for a long time. Can I bring it home? Yes. Well, you just, if you think about it, and if you want to give a love gift for Bethany 4, please do so. We're not going to tell you how much to give and things like that. Just as you wish. So remember, this is going to be for you at home. I hope it will bring a little bit of a memory to your heart and say, this is old Bethany 3. It's an old Bethany 3 chair. And can I bring home? The answer is yes. Please don't sell them out, you know. You buy them at $1 and then go and sell and make some money. Don't even think about it. So bring something home to you. I think that would be nice if you want to. So see Jacob and we'll just see how we can go. We do not provide transport as well, you know. So you better get used to it. Can I order the chairs? Can you bring it over to me? No. If you really want personalized service, then I will have to do it. So if you think you have the hearts to come and get chairs from me, you may put in your request to and see what about. I really, really don't think so. But think about this. And so if you want to make a beeline for to see Jacob at the end of the worship service, and then go and book your chairs. Okay? But how do you feel about this this whole idea? The last 2 months we've been talking about this concept of wonders. And, you know, to a large degree, we have been able to understand, we've been able to appreciate it, we've been able to understand it and apply it into our hearts and to our lives. But is wonders the end goal? And the answer is no. There is something more to life than just wonders, more than the doctrine of wonders. Then I want to bring this over to you in the book of Ephesians, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, Epistle Ephesians 3. And this was the second prayer that Paul made. In verse 14, he says, "For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." So this was offered, these words were offered in prayer on bended knees. Then as we look at very carefully at prayer that Paul made, we come to the verse 19. And Paul says, "To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge." And then he said the second part of the sentence, "That you may be filled with all the fullness of God." Now, I like this phrase. So the theme for the next 2 months, September, October, is the idea of fullness. And it's a wonderful, really, really, very wonderful concept that I want to share with you, because it is a vital thing that we must think about. Now, why can't we speak about fullness at year one? Can't. Because we're not there yet. We need that knowledge, basic. We need an experience, basic. And it takes years and years before we can begin to comprehend fullness. Fullness doesn't come easily, and it cannot be understood theoretically. Then we ask ourselves, what happens when a person is 43 years in anything? We don't talk about 43 years. We think we talk lesser years. 5-10 years later, we are tired. You know, a lot of people look forward to going to work when they, after all, after a few months, they look, when's the next holiday? When's the next long weekend? When is the next leave that we can take so that we can, greatest news, paternity leave, an extra week. Not that they use it to go and look after the baby, you know, we just leave. And a lot of people enjoy those leave, 2 months, 3 months, you know, and it's just wonderful. It just seems that you'll be, you know, a lot of people look forward to being on leave. When you look forward to being on leave, I can tell you that's not great fullness. And after they come back from their being on leave, they're tired out. It takes a long time before they get in the groove again, before they look forward to going on leave again. That's not fullness. I don't know of any particular NS man who looks forward to his NS stint as fullness. And that's true. If we book in at midnight, they will be there at 11:55. Not too much earlier. Why? That's not the place to be. 5 o'clock over, that's it. And then we start leaving at 5 o'clock. That's what it is. Fullness is just not there. But fullness is something that we need to think about. What is this idea of fullness? Let's take a look at chapter 3 and verse 19. What is this word called? This word is called pleroma. Think of an empty jar. Think of an empty cup, essentially. And, you know, if you're very thirsty and you have a little bit of a drop, you probably won't get a fullness. Recently, I had to go do some blood tests. They wanted to check out my kidneys. And the doctor told me and said, you know, you got to drink 2 liters of water. And I was just thinking, 2 liters of water? How many cups would that be? He says, 10 mugs. 10 mugs. And I don't think I have ever taken 10 mugs in a day before. And I thought, well, Lord, how am I going to be able to do that? You know what you do? Pray. So this is my second week now of doing that. I've gone beyond 2 liters. Is it possible? The first day, I thought it was not possible. Today, it's okay. No problem. 2 liters and more. Then after that, went for blood test results and good. Let's do it again. This is supposed to help me to bring the creatinine level down. It didn't work. Bring the urea count down. It didn't work either. So I was sent to see a nephrologist. Now I have added, I have a cardiologist, I have a urologist, I have a dermatologist, I have a gastroenterologist, and now I have to add another one, and it's called a nephrologist. And the person took a look at it and it says, I don't know either. So what's happening? So when you work very hard and you drink a lot of water and you expect good results and you don't get good results, you feel kind of a bit deflated. When you feel deflated, that's the time when you really have to understand, you know what I need? Fullness. Now, I don't want to be down physically. I don't want to be down mentally. I don't want to be down spiritually. And I don't want to be down emotionally. How do you keep yourself up? Fullness. Pleroma. Think about this word. And it's wonderful to be able to look in. So the doctor says, okay, 2 weeks' time, we'll test again. And we'll just try and trace it down and see. Let's work at it and see whether we can bring this down. Well, maybe. Maybe not. But you know what? My heart, my mind, my spirit is not worried about these things here. And I want to be filled with God. And I want to be filled with this idea of the fullness of God, nothing else. So then when I face whatever the case may be, well, let's work at it. But what is fullness? 2 weeks ago, I could only raise my hand to give you the benediction. It is not half a benediction, okay? It is not, okay, I didn't give you half. So I don't know. It's the same full benediction. It's just expressed in one hand. So I went to see my dear medical doctor, who is in orthopedics. There's no itch at the end of it all. So my Dr. Xiao was there, and he said, okay, now let's take a look at it. And I appreciate his time. I really, really appreciate him. I just emailed him, and can I come down? And he will reply. He says, yeah, come on, anytime. So I really, really appreciate that. Now, so I said to him, I can't raise my hand. So, okay, well, let's try it. So he gave me an injection and, some shock treatment. So he just got some physiotherapy. And now today I can raise my hands, no problem. Now, is that fullness yet? I know my physiotherapy says, lifting hand up is no problem. It's only one set of muscles. Now, turn to the side. Turn around. That is a complexity of muscles. There's a several sets of muscles involved, not just a single one. See, fullness is not as clear as you imagine. So can I raise my hand here without any pain? Yes, thank God. And thank God for a physiotherapist that doesn't murder me. This one is gentle and gracious, and she's much older, and she's, Pastor, how are you? And she's so nice. The other one is, wow. Half the time I want to get out. But this one it worked just as well. But, and she says, now listen, this is not quite what, you still don't have your full range. Fullness is complex. There are simple type muscles and there are complex type muscles. Can you turn here? 45 degree angle, still stiff, isn't it? So the difference between fullness and non-fullness is very real. She took one look at me. 5 seconds later, she said, Pastor, you have lost muscle. Wow. I said, hey, you're very sharp. And she might be older, but she's still pretty sharp. And she says, you've lost muscle. You have not used it, so you've lost muscle. See? Along the way, we can lose muscle. Along the way, we can lose fullness. Along the way, we can lose a lot of things. The simple things we can. The complex things we cannot. Fullness has to do with complexity. Never just in a simple way. So if I attend church every Sunday regularly, am I full yet? No. If I do simple chores and I do my part, is that fullness yet? No. So we need to look at the whole idea of fullness and to ask ourselves, what is it meant to be full? Now, we're talking about here the fullness of God in us. I think this is something with all the fullness of God in verse 19. I think this is important. The word here, fullness, has to therefore to be understood in a number of ways. Let me share with you what these words are in chapter 3 and verse 16 down to the end of it all. Okay, well, let's take a look very carefully. And you see the word to be strengthened with might Can you see the word here, might? Now that's one part of fullness. The word might here, literally, the base word is the word power. Dunamin. Dynamism. That's what we are looking at. A sense of dynamic power inside a person. So if you take a look at your life, and you don't see any sense of dynamic power inside you, then you must ask yourself, do I have the fullness? The answer is no. So if you look at life and it is phlegmatic and it is just a weak and it's sporadic and it is tiredness all the time, do I have fullness? The answer is no. And the 43rd year is a good time to ask people to consider fullness. Because when you are young, is there fullness? No. Because you need the foundation. You need the building of knowledge. You need the experience. You need to be tested. It's only when you are much older that you begin to understand the complexity of it all. What the first thing that we need to have, and there is a dynamism of strength inside us. And Paul locates it in the inner man. You know, you just think, wow, maybe this is the answer. My creatinine level is too high and the urea level is too high. You know, such a simple solution. Why didn't I think of it before? Why don't I drink lots and lots of water and the problem is resolved? And it is not resolved. And you feel a sense of deflation coming in. I say, whoa, wait a minute. Right? And what makes us strong enough to cope with whatever? And that is this word, strength in the inner man. The external man, the outer man, may not be that strong physically. That I have begun to understand and to accept. But there is a strength, there is a fullness that God can give to us, and that fullness is the inner man's strength that can last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and 40 years and more. To me, that is a wonderful thing to begin with as we commence our 43rd year of ministry. So as we look forward, as we begin 43rd year, what are we looking at? Well, let's pray for the strength. The strength that is inside us, the strength that is in the inner man, the strength that cannot be measured by the blood tests in any way. But it is still there. How wonderful it is to be able to begin here. To understand that we can have that fullness of strength in the inner man in God's plan. That's one part of the complex thought. Verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I like that. See, a lot of people believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but it is not the same as to say, He dwells inside me. There's a lot of difference between merely believing and dwelling. The dwelling part of it is really, really significant to understand this. And so the challenge is, now that I have understood Christianity, now I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, do I know deeply enough to say, I want to have Him dwell inside me here and now and forever? And I think this is important for us to understand and appreciate. Can He dwell in us? And we thank God that He can. What is this idea of dwelling? And Paul explains this when it is being rooted. It is being grounded. So that you are unmoved in any way, by anything. Right? Here, the storm may be there, but you are rooted. The troubles and trials may come, but you are grounded. And I think this is important. The world is shaky because of the China problem. The people lose money in shares, but people, someone said, Alicia said, the best investment you can have is Bethany Fall. I quote her. Well, I think this is the wonderful thing. Really, it really means that we are investing in the Lord and in His work and in His ministry. And is it possible? The answer is yes. In a crisis that came up in Myanmar, the local people asked, can you help us, Pastor? So I replied to them, I want you to try and help yourself first. And so they just wrote to me only yesterday, and one of the general secretary there in charge of the church there wrote to me and said, Pastor, we've collected 4 million of their local money, which comes to about $4,200. That's it. That's US dollars. He says that we can give this out. And Pastor, it will last just 1 month. Now, if the crisis deepens, it's going to be challenging. But I'm glad that they are willing to say, you know, we are rooted, we care for, we are grounded in our faith. We are going to help our people. Even though it may be 1 month, it is still 1 month. We're going to try and help out. You know, I think that is absolutely wonderful. It is through crisis where people understand, where am I grounded? I'm here grounded. Where am I rooted? I'm here rooted in my faith. These are my people. These are our church members. We care. We are going to do whatever we can. And all the pastors were encouraged to give up 1 month's salary to help other people, to make up that part of it. And I say, okay, let's do that. And it's so good to be able to know that they are no longer just speaking the gospel. They are showing that they are grounded. They are showing that they are rooted in Christ. It is not just simply to proclaim the gospel. Now they are living it out. So only after this letter did I write back to say, we will help. That you must show that you are rooted and you are grounded in your own faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and Christ dwells in you. Right? This is another part of being full. So if we are not rooted, if we are not grounded in our faith, we will never know that fullness. Now, let's go on further about this idea of fullness. And the key word in verse 17, grounded in love, be able to comprehend the length, the breadth, the depth, the height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. See, this is the third aspect that we need. We need to talk about power. We need to have Christ dwell in us. And that next word is the word love. Now, we'll be explaining this at the last message on 27th September. What is the place of love? But right now, we begin here. And there has to be a greatest sense of love within our hearts. Not everybody feels a sense of love, I must say. Right? This is important. But it is where the fullness of Christ is. This is where the fullness of God is. If we can speak of faith in God, but not speak of love for God and for mankind, we don't have that love. There's no question about it. And if we don't have that, we will never see the fullness of it all. And so the fullness that we're talking about is one that speaks about love within our heart. And this is so important. And it's a love that will last literally, year after year, decade after decade, and that love of Christ passes all understanding. You cannot even begin to describe the length and the breadth and the height and the depth. In other words, it's concrete. And it's something that we need to thank God for. And I something that we never, never lose sight of. And I'm just really greatly challenged by all the time. And we see the love of Christ in hearts of people. You know, we speak of human love. Human love is very limited. It doesn't go beyond a certain level. It doesn't last. You don't know what thing that it is that lasts. 43 years, a lot of love have died a long time ago. But that love that comes from within God, from God and into all of us, is that spirit of love that fills, that is concrete, that passes all knowledge, passes all understanding, beyond that power, beyond that rootedness, beyond that groundedness, beyond that all. is the all-consuming thing called a love. 43 years later, am I tired of serving here at Bethany? No, I've just begun. Is there a sense of love for the church 43 years later? Absolutely. Is there the sense of love that we can have all the time and beyond these things here? Yes. This is what God wants to fill us with. This is important. Now we ask ourselves, is it really possible? Is it really, really possible? And we read this verse wonderfully in verse 20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly above all that we could ask or think. And I wrote in my little note here, Jeremiah 32:27, where the Lord says to Jeremiah, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? And he said to me, you mean I can have that power to cope with all the illnesses that I need to cope with? Yes. Do I have the power to have the strength to do all the things that I need to do? Yes. Can I speak about Christ dwelling in me and filling my heart, my mind, my soul with his love? How? You know, it's beyond our mental understanding, beyond our thinking. Yes, it is beyond your thinking, my thinking, but it is not beyond God's thinking. When we have stopped being able to think beyond a certain level, then God begins his work of filling us so that we can look beyond everything we ask, according to his glory, according to his power, according to his grace. That is possible. According to the power that works within us. Again, the word power comes up. You see, the fullness of God is something that God wants to put into us. It is meant to energize us. It is meant to make us dynamic. It is to make us powerful. It is meant to make us come alive. This is so important. You know, everywhere I go, I see a lot of tired people. Since I go to the hospital, this whole week has been really, last 2 weeks have been very, very challenging. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I go and get my hands treated for the therapy. Then Tuesday, Thursday, I go for physiotherapy. So, you know, I'm in therapy all the time. You know, along the way, I drop by in a doctor's clinic as well to see all these things. It can be quite tiring. Really, it can really, really be quite tiring. And you ask yourself, what's it all about? So far, nobody has given any answer. They just keep trying. So I have got all the nurses come and chip in. You know, Pastor, if you don't take so much nuts, it may be helpful. So I said, but this is not a nut problem. So another one, if you take this, if you take that, if you do this, you know. I was even told to ask, try baby oil. Baby oil. And then soak your hand in water. I am still not yet convinced. I bought the oil. I'm not convinced that, you know, all these things will nicely come away and things like that. And I'm not convinced, but if I don't buy, did you buy? I would say yes. Did you try? Hopefully the person won't ask, did I try? Okay. But you know, you're going to try everything. At the end of it all, it's all going to be so much and no more. I look for the fullness of God instead. I would rather begin a 43rd year and say, Lord, give me the strength of heart and mind in the inner man. And I want to begin, Lord, you just fill me with that power so that I can understand it, feel it, experience it. And I want to be able to say, this is the power that works inside me beyond what I can think, beyond what I can ask. Begin this work now so that we can begin a 43rd year on a very, very strong note of power, the fullness of God. It's not going to happen in one Sunday, but I'm going to look forward to it the whole year unfolding, bit by bit, the fullness of God, the fullness of God, the fullness of God, the joy, the enthusiasm, and everything else. I think this is important for us. Can we look at it? Pastor Chris will and Bethel will be celebrating Bethel's 21st anniversary. And he wrote this morning to say, you know, was asking that there is another table being sponsored. He said, oh, no need anymore. We have got 40 tables all taken up. And we have more. And I said, well, then let it go to the other expenses. And I said, okay, thank God for that. But you know, it's so good to be able to see. This is a little, small, struggling church right in the beginning. And now they are able to reach out. See, the fullness of God's power can be there too. You know, when we celebrate our 42nd anniversary, India celebrated, they call it Bethany Sunday. All the churches celebrated and they say they thank God for Bethany. They thank God for being with us and being with them and helping, because otherwise they would never get a chance. We didn't realize that as we celebrate our 40+2 anniversary, they also celebrate the 42+ anniversary on our behalf. You know, it's so good to see this fullness, that oneness that is there. And I think this is just something that we really want to thank God for. And it's something that we can have. And really, really, really thank God. You know, in all these things, there is that fullness that God promises us. Our challenge, our task is to believe. Our task is to ask. And our challenge is to say, Lord, I believe, and am I ready for the fullness now? Begin this work of fullness in my heart, in my mind, in my soul, so that I can have that fullness. And we look forward to a great year, our 43rd year together as a church. Well, let's prepare our hearts for communion. Let's remain standing as we ask the Lord to bless us, filling us with Himself. And now may this God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, the same God who raised Jesus from the dead, the same wonderful God and Father, will fill us with His presence. And may the Lord Jesus Christ truly dwell in our hearts, enable us to be filled with His love, that love that passes all knowledge will fill our hearts and our minds. May the Spirit of God empower us so that we may see the reality of that fullness in terms of strength in the inner man and much more, to the glory of the Lord Jesus, now and forever. Amen.